I just got back and Oh, hi, Akami. Hello. Today, I'm also rambling because things has been. Hello, Ro. Hello, Hairo. Things has been pretty idle, but I'm working, so I think I'm okay because I still can work. Today's ramble theme is. Why the fuck am I surprised, but my friends are not? Because apparently I am 2 days old, knowing and officially diagnosed with ADHD, and my friends are like, "Oh yeah, we can see that." What the fuck do you mean you can see that? They would be like, it's already so obvious. Hello, Ipin. Ipin! I am today 6 years old finding out that I have ADHD. And my friends are like, yeah, we can see that. So I'm today. Just wondering. I know whenever I work, even like right now, I'm thinking that, hey, maybe I could work while talking. Maybe I could work while playing match three. Maybe I could work while, playing games. Or like I could play games and work as in double games. Or listening to podcasts, or playing games, and playing games. Oh goodness me! Or like listening to podcasts and playing games and work. Which right now, what I'm doing is I'm working, playing Match 3, and talking in space. Hell yeah! No wonder no one is like surprised about it. But other than that, things has been nice as in ADHD girl. Hey gamer girls, hello. Dang, playing games pro while work. Yeah, apparently I am like no all this time I've been looking at like ADHD content like TikTok or Facebook reels, and I'm gonna be like, hey, that's relatable. Funny, and apparently I am. And the most baffled thing is like I would be like, come up to my friends and call. Then I'm like, hey, I just got back from the usual checkup. Today, I got the news. They would be like, okay, what news? And then I'm gonna say the word. So apparently, they said I got ADHD. And then my friend would be like, isn't that obvious? And I'm like, huh? Or like when I just got back, I actually like tell my roommate about it. I tell Kay, tell Karma about it. And then Karma was like, I could see that. Funny enough, she said, and I'm like, is it really that obvious kind of situation? So yeah, very funny. So right now, oh, you're going to professional? Yeah, I am going to professional. So now I am in between working. So I have work, so I'm working. But at some point, my brain would be say, "Hey, you need to do something." So right now, I have my work on my pen tab, and I have The Sims 4 open on my main display. And now I'm doing space as well, because I don't want to play match 3 now. So I'm gonna build the house in Sims, and then I'm gonna do my job, then I'm gonna talk to you all. And hopefully it well. Yeah, hi, hello. What about when you're playing Final Fantasy 14? Final Fantasy 14, thankfully, have enough thing to do. Well, usually I play match 3 when I'm doing it as well. There is a reason I am level 2900, if I recall. Hold up, let me go to my homescape and screenshot what level I am right now. There is a reason I have a high level on it, all right? There has to be a reason why. Okay, let me open and screenshot it. Right. Dude, I am level 2910 in Homescape because I keep playing it whenever I got nothing to do. Multitasking, haha. How many tasks running at the same time is this? I don't know. I just damn, Final Fantasy 14 can't fully get your attention. Sometimes, when the NPCs are talking and they have voice lines, I could just listen to them and play match 3, and then I'm gonna cry at some point. As long as I don't need to read here. I haven't played it for today. No, actually play it today while waiting for the appointment. Here. I am level 2910. What does that mean? I don't speak FF14. It's basically like Final Fantasy 14 cannot get my full attention because I still need to do something else while doing it. I think I remember ranting about it. I was like, I was actually like complaining, and I'm gonna be like to a friend, I'm complaining like, you know what? I'm so tired. Why can't I just do one thing? Why am I doing this, and this? Like I would be like working while opening a game, while opening another game, while talking to you like right now. And then the friend was like, "And you're proud of that?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not proud of that. I'm literally complaining about it. I want to have a proper attention, please." And now I found out why. How does such game doesn't get your attention? Oh my God. I don't know. I thought it was normal. I thought everyone is doing this, all right? I thought this is usual. I thought everybody does that until like one of my friends said, "Oh, I can't really do anything. I need to focus on this." And I'm like, "I thought, if you need to focus, just do something else on the side and then you can focus." And then they're like, "The fuck are you talking about here? Focus is focus. What do you mean? Focus is focus." Good job on Homescape, though. Keep it up. It's just like a match three I'm doing. It's either Homescape or the dress-up game, Love Nikki. Recently, oh, selamat malam. Hello. Wait, who's here? There are Ipin, there are Kami, there are Hanisu, Neko, Pep, Keizu, Prince, Cakes, who else? Kyo, Rax, Bill, Huapote, Noisy Lock. Hi. No, that's not the definition of focus. Exactly. So apparently, I can't focus. And now I know why. And everything suddenly makes so much sense. And hopefully it helps me being better as a person too. But I found out why. And my friends are surprisingly not surprised. They're all like, yeah. We kind of figure it out. I think it's kind of obvious. I think the signs are there, and I'm like, you guys think so? I think one of them like said, you know what? Funny enough, it's kind of common in content creator to have that, you know. And then I'm like, is that the meta? Which is kind of funny answer for me. Is that the meta to content creation? Unable to focus. How are you planning to tackle it? I do get medication to help me focus, at least when I'm working. But other than that, it doesn't actually really bother me day to day. As in, because I thought it's usual, normal. I kind of learn how to live through it, even though it does makes me kind of dazed sometimes. There are times when I feel like I'm overwhelmed and I would be dazed. Or maybe that explains why I cannot like realize that my friends are around me sometimes, or like I don't actually aware of my surroundings. So I'm actually I could read maps pretty well. I'm kind of proud of it. But surrounding wise, I'm not good at identifying my surroundings. There was one time I went out with a friend, and the friend said, "Oh, I'll be waiting outside." So I go in, so I sit on the waiting place, waiting for like my orders, food, and then I chat my friend, and like, "Hey, are you still outside? Sorry, it takes a long time." And then they replied, "I'm sitting beside you. What the fuck?" Then I look through my right. Nobody is there because there is no chair on my right, of course. So I go to my left, and there they are sitting beside me this whole time. Because he said he got bored. Oh god. He's with a friend. The ADHD method. Hey guys, apparently I had ADHD. Ah yeah, that seals it. I know it, figures. You sure your friend was not in invisible cloak mode? Nah, they're not. I'm just pretty dumb. I thought I was just like fatty hahas. Actually today's guys, I have like I found out the new things to do because I finally got Spotify. Now I blasted music 24/7 on my speakers. Not now though, because I'm doing spaces right now. Should I? As a background, I found like I started like sleeping while listening to Islet, I don't know how to pronounce their name. Islet, the spelling is Islet. And some of their tracks are very soothing. I listen it to sleep.
Hell yeah.
I started blasting things and stuff. Are you supposed to do actual work right now? Yeah, I'm actually doing my job. Pretty nicely while talking. Hell yeah. I cannot share my work progress to you guys. But I do have been updating my work progress. Hell yeah. The past few days. I'm thriving? Question mark. Am I? I think I do. Not really. But I think I'm pretty much thriving. I talked to my friend, and my friend said that struggling is the sign of living. So I guess as strong as even if I'm struggling, that I'm still living. But I'm struggling. Oh, acting like you are a radio broadcaster. Let's see what we have here. Hold up. You're gonna hear my Sims clicking sometimes though, because I'm on Sims as well. Oh, I've been like listening to this song nonstop. Been listening to Misekai's new songs, Aiwo Mitsukete, and I've been liking it very much. More tiring at the same time. I guess I hope it is productive, because sometimes I feel like I'm not productive because I keep like switching on things, so the progress are so little. Look, I am trying to make a house for one of my Sims that the lore is like a teacher kind of situation, living on the Windenburg, and like I'm trying to mimic their architectural styles of medieval kind of theme situation. I haven't started on anything. It's still an empty lot because I've been working. But maybe once I get bored of working, I will do it. But the sim is open. It's just basically juggling. Juggling, juggling, juggling. Juggling's kind of fun. Is your PC gonna be okay? I don't know, is it? What did you say, the sim was in the game? Yes. Sims 4. Your PC gonna be There's this song like I really like right now. He's also oh Kashimoimi song, the Karen no Seiso. I also like that. Been looping Karen no Seiso and Erika no apa ya, lupa. Oh, sorry. Let me drink. But you're supposed to do your work. Hey, I'm doing both, okay? And as long as I finish it within deadlines, nobody is complaining. I think this is why I cannot do a 9-to-5 job. All right, I'm just gonna say this. At school, when I was at school, I always get like either the second or third rank. The worst I've had is 5, and my parents are really mad about it. But I'm doing great. Like I never get the first place though, because I always get the class where like the smarties. So second is my best, second place. But I always have my phone under the desk. I always play games on my phone whenever like I'm in class. Or I would draw on my book in a class underneath my desk. I would try to, you know, interact with the teacher. I would like raise my hand every single time that there is a opportunities to do so. And apparently my friend told me that most people, most of like the quote-unquote classmates, doesn't like me because I look like I seek attention from the teacher and being too active at class. But it's actually just because I just need to talk to somebody. Elite student. Not elite. But look, my intelligence has been decreasing over time, all right? I'm not smart anymore. I acknowledge that. I haven't been studying for like a couple years now. But they would think that I seek attention from the teacher because I want to be, oh, the little goody-goody girl. No. You know, when the teacher asks, okay, so is there any question? I'm going to be like, oh my God, my chance to speak. Hell yes, teacher. So what do you do when this and this and this and this happening? And then the teacher would answer or like would explain, and I'm going to be like, oh yeah, but what about this one and that one? As long as the teachers let me speak, I would speak. Probably kind of annoying, no, that I didn't. I just need to talk to somebody adalah mood badak in this day and age. Hell yeah. Right now, I'm doing space. I just need to talk to somebody, I think. Ramblings. But yeah. Now I know the reason why. I would open my phone. Like I'm doing pretty good in class, so I guess like I don't see any problem in it. I always think that I was just lucky. I do study, don't get me wrong, I do study. But sometimes I just need, something else. I cannot just like focus on one thing. I get scolded a lot though. My phone never get confiscated, but I got scolded a lot. And whenever I'm scolded, I'm gonna like hide it, and then I'm just gonna draw on my sketch books, on my what's it called again? Notebook, not sketchbook. Holy shit! And that goes through until uni. Things just, I don't know. It's just I really need to have something. Ah, the talkative kid. Yeah, kind of annoying, but I would depend on that kid to ask whatever the class I actually don't understand. To be honest, when I have question, I would. To be honest, I was in your class. I'd be thankful to you so the teacher won't asking question instead. Oh, I think they also don't like me because I would be like genuinely doesn't know something, and I would ask it, and then the teacher would give long explanation, and I think they got bored because it's only one topic. Meanwhile, for me, that's like what I'm fixating on that moment, so I'm gonna be like listening to it fully. But other than that, when you have question, I would plan my words one by one and repeat in my mind while waiting for the chance to ask. Oh, I used to do that too. That's like when I actually want to ask about something. But sometimes, like most of the time, it's just like nonsense. I think that's why they kind of like at some point the teachers was like, "Do you want to join like the English debate club or something?" Me at that point barely understand English. Sure. I guess. Hell yeah? Question mark. So I got into like the English debate club and stuff. I used to do like join like storytelling competition as well. Never win though. There are a bit better people out there than me. But I think that's when I learned my passion of acting. Not really passion of acting. I just like being playing a character or making weird noises with my mouth. I was quite a shy person when I first like joining competition and stuff, so I got stage fever quite a lot. I think that's why I don't win as well. But now, I think I am the embarrassment. I am not embarrassed anymore. I'm the embarrassment. Hell yeah. The only chance you can talk is to the teacher during class. I am a quiet kid. That's the thing. Even now, I realize like I'm very quiet actually because I have little interest, and once I have interest, it's about one thing, and like I don't really have a broad topic to talk about. So if I talk about food, I talk about food. If I talk about Final Fantasy 14, I talk about Final Fantasy 14, and now I'm talking about my experience, but well, that's about it. I don't actually have like hobbies that are much more explainable, like my friend who are like probably obsessed about a certain anime, obsessed about a certain person, obsessed about games and stuff. Especially because I grew up without games, I don't really know anything about them. I am a nerd, but I don't have anything to nerd about. That was such a weird sentence. Holy shit, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not a nerd then. Chia should have entered a drama club and said, "Hey, I love lived my drama club when I was in high school, literally. Yeah, I broke by the theater club from being disbanded. I fooled an anime protag." there, even though I cannot participate until the very end. I was proud, okay? That's my work too. What the heck is that supposed to mean? Like, if I have something to nerd about, I think I'm gonna be a nerd. But I grew up in the strict household, and I think like I start doing anime also from a friend, and that is like kind of like quote unquote rebellious phase, because like watching cartoon is kind of a taboo in my family. Watching any cartoon or even like basically entertainment is must not be, you know, done. Like, entertainment is something that is unimportant to your life and cannot take your life anywhere, so you should have just a study, study, and study, and study. And look at me now. I literally get money from entertainment, as in drawing, or like singing, or streaming. Like, you guys give me money somehow when I'm streaming. Thank you. Sorry for that weird laugh. What the hell? I'm being so weird right now. I just ate ice creams. That's why. I have too much energy right now. That's why. I just ate ice cream. So there is this like promo of like free ice cream. So I bought it because it's free. I bought ice cream and a couple of can of sodas. So maybe that's why I'm a bit giddy right now. I buy ice cream. You literally became the entertainment. Hell yeah! I'm sorry, father. My dad had it so much. But now I'm doing it. I don't know. I like it though. I like what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to do some more work as well, and finding more stable job as well. But right now, freelancing and making fun of myself online is kind of fun to do. But of course, this cannot provide me forever. So yeah, but I think I'm thankful for like freelance to exist, or I really love to call it kerja serabutan, because freelance is literally is just kerja serabutan. It just sounds fancier. But I really like calling it kerja serabutan, because it is what it is, and kind of embrace that I am need to struggle to find the next gig and stuff. But for now, it's fine. But sometimes I do feel kind of defeated in life, as I'm friends with a lot of great person with respectable jobs and high income. And compared to them, I would feel like I'm nothing. But somehow, like, a lot of them would say things like, oh, you actually inspire me to do this and that. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? You're literally living life, having a better job than me, having higher income than me. And you said, I'm inspiring you? What? I'm just a kerja serabutan girl. Holy hell. Sounds like a traditional conservative family. Yes, my family is traditional and conservative. Sugar rush, huh? Yes. I am sugar rushing right now. It's good for you. Do what you love as long as it's within reason. Don't worry. It is within reason. I need to survive. I need to live. So that's why I'm still working on a job right now while I'm doing a space. Haha. Very funny. It's okay. I haven't touched my Sims yet, don't worry. But I do open a lyric for a song that I really like to listen to. Kinda sad song. May I ask how much is the appointment cost? The appointment was like a couple hundreds rupiahs. The one that makes it super expensive is the medication though. Because I don't have insurance. Because I want to have insurance, you know, the thing that Ichal said about BPJS and stuff. But I do have some family problems that makes me unable to go through with that. I don't want to go too much detail, but basically, I don't have insurance for that. Sucks. Yeah, don't lose your confidence. I do losing my confidence already. I have so many great friends, which I am very glad that I am friends with them. Freelancer sounds like you're a free spearman. Kerja tombak gratis. True, kind of like an RPG character sounds way better than kerja serabutan. Exactly. So, there is this song that I really like to listen to. It's from Kashi Moimi. The title is Kare no Seiso. Kabin na inochi Fukaku shizumetai Doko ka haruka tooku e to Mitsukaranu yo ni Umaku dekitara Honmono no namida ni naru Sonna kiga shite. I think it's like getting a little high later. Kofuku de iru koto nante Daishita koto janai yo So itte hohoemu anata no Kokoro wa seihantai ne Senaka ni furete mo ikana Mae ni fuan ga aru no desu Tanin to no kankei ni onore o midasu Sumi ga kieru hima de Ichigi ni mamoru Seiso no chikoku, iranai mono wo erabimasu. Anata wa itsumo, hoki wa fubai. Akireta yona hyoujou de, yasashiku satosu. Something like that. It's a very nice song. Try listening to it. Kareno say so. Chirakata ea no chusin de Hakike wo osaete ita So yatte totoi kosei ga Umarete yuku desho Tashikani ne. Is it like how high is it? Oh, it's night time. I cannot do it. It's night time. Maybe if it's like on live stream, I would push myself to do so, but it's just space. I'm not gonna push it. Wait, when you are singing, you don't multitask other than your work, right? No, just the work. Don't worry. Aduh, Bang! Gila, ada yang level 6000. It's okay. Tidak apa-apa, ada yang 6000. 6000 kan ya? Iya. Yeah. So the meds that you always take is for your ADHD? Nope. It's entirely for something else. But I think also pretty obvious. Losing your confidence is the worst thing you can do to yourself, honestly. So please, you're an inspiration and you better believe it. See your confidence as something that comes and goes like waves. There is up and down, but never lose it totally and forever. That's such a kind word. Oh my God. Thank you. You know what? I agree with you. I agree. Confidence is like waves. Maybe sometimes I do have low confidence, especially if I started. I mean, like, I grow up being compared, so I can't help but like trying to compare myself to others at some point and realizing that people around me who are probably who are like my age doing better than me is actually doing better as in objectively, subjectively speaking from my point of view. Because we don't know what's going on in their life either, right? But like subjectively speaking, from my own humble opinion, I would think that some people are doing and thriving better than me. And I would feel like, man, I wish I could do that too. But I do feel like if I don't willing to work for it, then I'm not gonna have it. So maybe the fact that I don't have it right now is because I'm not putting enough work to it. So I am trying to work on it, even though slowly though. I am aware of my limitation at some point in my life. Like stamina and stuff. Because maybe because of that, I'm easily tired and stuff. I'm easily feeling defeated and stuff. But I still push through, but I'm very slow. Maybe I will live mediocre life for the rest of my life. And honestly, that is such a goal. Because that's better than like minus or negative life. So mediocre, please. Thank you. That is enough. What is it called again? Pas-pasan in Indonesia. But I always joke like pas-pasan as in pas pengen ada. Which is like just living just enough. But when I do need something, oh yeah, it's enough for that something. Hopefully so. And hopefully my wants does not exceed what I could have. Oh, my back cracks. What else? It's another world out there. Zutto wasurenai deite. Do kakawaranai deite. That's like the latest song from Isekai, and I've been looping that ever since. Even now, if I'm opening my Spotify, it's still looping on Ayuo Mitsukete. I don't know how many times I've listened to it, but I haven't remembered everything yet. But I do really like it. Okay. Mediocre is good enough in my opinion. Not too bad, but not way too good that so many expectations would be piling up on you either. Yeah, that's why I want a mediocre life. That is enough. Enough for this, enough for that. Although the fact that we're living in 2023 is already scary enough. I would like talk to my friends and talk about like, hey, you know, sometimes I feel I mean, my friends are all like have decent job and stuff, and I'm a free spearman, right? And I would talk to them like I'm actually kind of concerned about like the far future, because like it feels like existing is already hard enough, let alone surviving. And then they would answer with, "We're living in 2023, man. Of course we feel that way." And I'm like, "So it's the age problem? It's like Every like the world's problem, not only my problem." And they're like, yeah, it's like everyone's problem. Yeah, so how am I gonna tackle this? Huh? The everyone problem thing. I always see it as maybe I'm not ready for the stuff that others are having or experiencing. So the universe, God, is giving me mercy and making sure that I am ready for it first. Oh, that's a nice way to see it as well. Each person's stage of life are different. Copium, basically. I would sometimes think that way too. Maybe my life has just started now. Maybe I'm just gonna get better from now. And it's maybe late and not everyone can handle that or can be with me. But it's fine. I'm progressing as slow as it is and as little as it is. But that is nice too. What else do I have here? Oh, I am like 2 days years old finding out about Kyo Hanabasami and been looping her song. It is very good. And then what else do I loop? Wall Piece Cutter, Hachi, New Jeans because of Puka. My Gohanyu, itu Kashimoimi, of course, to you, Kei Sugawara, itu Misekai, Ado, Balloon, Aimion, Fujikaze, I'm just like, Zutomayo. I'm just listing the people that I saw here. Life is hard. Existing is hard. I'm with you and that. Oh my God, this has become like an emotional dump stream. Also, even a stream. It's just a space. Hell yeah. But other than that, life is good. Life is good at end. Today I got a free ice cream because of like some grocery store's promo. So I got the free ice cream and I bought the free ice cream. Then I ate the free ice cream. So now I am on a sugar high. Have you listened to my cover sings, the Aoi Haruan? Have you listened at how much I am pouring my feelings to that? Hell yeah. I was very sad when I'm recording it. For real, for real. But it turns out good, so I'm not complaining about that either. Hold up, let me clean this part first. This goes that way, goes that way. This goes a little bit. Oh no, now I need attention. Yep. Other than that, like I sometimes doesn't feel well, as in like physically doesn't feel well, like right now. But I need to work. But I guess like talking to you guys actually helps, as in like because I'm doing something and keeping my mind occupied and my body occupied. I think I can push through it. Question mark. I mean like today's Friday, tomorrow's Saturday. I could take a day off tomorrow if I want to. Maybe I should I? But what am I gonna do when I have a day off though? What am I gonna do when I have a day off? I praise the universe for the ice cream. I bought ice cream on impulse yesterday. It's pretty weird to buy it with empty mind, but it's good. Hey, ice cream is always good, I think. In my opinion, ice cream is good. Sometimes I like, talking to people like this, like in a space or maybe like in streaming. When I do it for fun, it is really fun. As in I get to speak whatever in my mind and do whatever I want to while entertaining you too somehow. Somehow. I always thankful and like wondering why people watch me or listening to my space right now, but I'm thankful that you guys are like here to listen to this like very random space situation. That's enough. Ah, yes, the curse of multitasker. Don't know what to do when they're supposed to not doing anyway. Yeah, what did you do whenever you have a day off? Sleeping, gaming, going out. Just go out, let's say, when you have day off, get fresh air. I go out usually only to search for my cat. Or like when I have a friend to go out with. But when I don't have friends to go out with, I'd prefer not going out at all. Honestly, don't know what to do. So I'm now bored with my work. I'm opening. I am now starting my Sims journey. So I am gonna make a medieval houses kind of style. So I will start doing that. I'm gonna do that for that part. But this part is gonna be open. Do you know that Sims have like an update for like a ceiling paint kind of situation? So that the ceiling is now not only pure white. So that's why I've been kind of like feeling, huh, do I want to play Sims today? We are connecting, you're always alone, so listening to me is like filling up my social, your social media. You're like a Sims, right? Oh, yeah, my social gauge is up. Better do something. So now it's like my mouse. So I do the house like this. What is it? Crack my fingers. I'm not gonna drink some water. I'm also like, why do I like playing Sims? I don't really play Sims for like, why do I say like a lot? I don't really play Sims for the sake of playing the Sims. I mostly just build stuff because I found it fun. I think. Ooh, this house looks good. Maybe I should. It's fine that way. I need to switch it a little bit. Where's the entrance gonna be? The door. Hold up, guys. Let me put the door. Oh, yeah, that is the middle. Pretty good at this, I think. Am I? I don't know. I hope so. Why am I doing this to myself? Well, you know, just because. The answer to everything. Listening to people rambling is also fun. Sometimes I do want to like listen to other people ramble instead of rambling myself. Oh my god, wait, the place is so good. The place in the Sims, I mean. This neighborhood looks very pretty. Then I'm gonna remake the aesthetic. Yeah, this house is becoming pretty good in Sims. Okay. Do I want to Do I want to back to work? Nah, it's fine. I literally only have a little work to do on my like actual work, and I'm probably gonna be done and I'm gonna go to sleep. But somehow I don't want to finish. You know what? This is like 8:25. By 8:30, I'm gonna go back to my work. Give me 4 minutes to play Sims. And then I'm gonna go back to my job. It's gonna feel that way. So maybe. Oh yeah, tomorrow though. Is it tomorrow? Video lucu on Detri's channel. Like I swear, whatever you guys saw there, that is including me. It was not my intention, okay? Whatever on there, it was not my intention. Because the video lucu thingy, it was like recorded around the same time with the aku dipecat. So it was also another funny song. I don't know the song, so I was just a backing vocal, and then like the main vocalist was like, "Hey, can you like do the ad lib in this part like this, please?" And I'm like, "Okay, question mark." And there is that, you know. It was so funny. Oof. Okay, 1 more minute. You know what? 1 more minute. I'm gonna try to not do anything. I'm not gonna touch anything for 1 minute. Can I do that? Okay, I'm yawning. Come on, why is 1 minute feel so long? Just 1 minute. Come on. I literally only need to like connect dots into lines. Kind of situation, and then polish a little bit, and then I'm done. Why am I like this? I don't know. I wish I know. Okay, it's 30. I'm working. Bye. Why do I feel like I'm suffering, but I'm actually not? It is so funny. But I'm okay though. Then like that. Oh yeah, talking about high school, I used to be able to eat within 15 minutes or 30 minutes, but now I eat for like an hour. I eat very slow now. Talking about eating too, I think I eat too much today. I eat like a two portion thing for the dinner. I think I'm not gonna be able to eat much tomorrow because I eat too many today. Because I feel so full right now, and I think I'm gonna be full until tomorrow. It's kind of funny. And sleepy too. I think that's a good thing. That's a good sign that I'm sleepy, which means I could sleep tonight and hopefully wake up in the morning tomorrow and start my day as per usual. Do you have like an obsession with fixed number? Yeah, I always say it as my excuse to being lazy. I thought I'm just lazy as in kayak. Oh no, it's 8:32. Time to wait until 8:35. I don't know if that's like a vexation or like an obsession. I feel like I'm just procrastinating. I swear to God, if I finish this job under 10 minutes, I'm gonna be so mad. Because I'm postponing it for playing Sims even though I'm almost done with it, and I could have like played Sims after. But did you chew more because of that? Chewing? Oh, I never really look at time when I'm chewing. I do have a fixation for time over instant noodle. I cooking everything else, I don't mind if it's like, I think it's about the texture. Like, cooking other stuff, I don't really mind, like, if it's too much or, like, if it's, like, not that good. I don't mind. It's edible. It's edible. But instant noodle. 2 minutes. Down to the second. Is how long I would cook my instant noodle. Like, just 2 minutes, not more 1 second, not less 1 second. The moment it turns 2 minutes, I'm gonna turn off the stove, and then like immediately get the noodle hell out of the water. I think that's like my only stuff. Kind of set called again. They say that upon one time about food. But other noodles, I'm fine with it, but instant noodles has to be 2 minutes, and I don't know why. It used to be 5 minutes. I used to like the 5 minute one, which is like very soggy. And then at some point in my life it changes and turned to 2 minutes. I don't know. Medium rare noodle. That's such a funny way to say it. Anyway, my job is done. What the hell? I'm procrastinating. Oh, goodness me. This is a lesson. Maybe my job will done faster and I could like rest faster. But no. I am doing this and that, which is generally make me working slower as well. Look at me, I'm still working even though it's like 8:35. But it's fine. It is done. And maybe now I want to sleep. Because I actually don't feel well. But I just feel like I need one more thing to do while I'm doing my job, you know? I don't know how to explain that feeling. So I feel like, oh, maybe I can do space while I'm working. And playing Sims. But yeah, folks, I think that's all. for tonight's rambles or singing random while working. Very on brand. I did sing a little bit, all right? I did sing a little bit. Yeah, I'm done with my job. Thank you for listening to this stuff. And I'll catch you later. I don't know if I will scream this week. I have not been feeling very well. So yeah, catch you later. Bye. Oh, I also almost had 2K. Hopefully by the next time I'm streaming. But yeah, thank you. Bye bye. I'll see you later. Wah!